freedom stories brought to you by Refuge Ministries Canada. For the next half hour, your hearts will be filled with hope as you hear real-life stories from individuals that have been changed by the power of God. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to Refuge Freedom Stories. I'm your host, Johnny T, and today my guest is Dora Spectacular. Dora is a fashion maven, host of Auteurly by Dora Spectacular, and a comedic, motivational person who helps others with the challenges they face and stop the negativity of lies from preventing them from becoming who they were created to be. Dora, welcome to the show.
Thank you. And Johnny, you're spectacular too.
Appreciate that. So I understand from looking at your website and so on that you had some challenges when you were growing up. I believe just on the restrictions or on the guidance that was presented to you and expected from you. And then you managed to break away from that and overcome that. So maybe you can talk to me a little bit about that and how your journey of faith brought you to the place where you put a sticker on your mirror that says that you're fearfully and wonderfully made.
Oh, thank you. Yes, Fearfully and Wonderfully Made, Psalm 139 has been life-changing for me. 13 through 14. And I have seen that verse impact many people through my life also. It's amazing the power that a few words can have on you. And there's some other verses also that I love, and I can share this with you later. But it's all about the fact that we grow up and we receive lies about ourselves. It's just so easy to do because we tend to go negative when we're doing our self-talk. And our self-talk is usually right off the bat when something happens, you can't stop it. And our self-talk really does matter. It matters more often than what actually happened. And you brought up my childhood, and it was very rough. My parents were both scientists, and my dad was driven. He had a lot of deadlines. He had been raised in a critical family. We never met them. I knew my mom's family, but I never met my dad's family. And my mom and I would try to figure it out. Like, okay, where did he get this streak from? And I really believe that, you know, there's a lot of Asian cultural things that were also in play. But when you have criticism coming at you from such an early age, you tend to have a very low negative self-esteem because you can't figure out when you're really young until you're 8 or 9 that it's not about you. So when I grew up, you know, when we would eat, my mother was the last one to sit down. The women catered to the men in Asian culture. And if I'd grown up in China, you know, it would have been normal. But here I was surrounded by all these people that were like, how come your dad's like that? So I knew pretty early off that my family was like special. And my dad was, as I said, he was not a happy person. He had struggled and overcame many obstacles to be in the U.S. He was at the top of his field. They did solar energy research, and they both would travel around the world and speak to people. There wasn't that other side of them that was particularly like being a warm, loving parent. And I took it all personally. And actually, my dad could be very harsh verbally, and that destroyed me. And I just took it all in, and it destroyed me. I mean, the one really good thing about my childhood was that my dad adored my mother. So I grew up seeing, you know, that devotion. And they were married for many years. And when she passed, it just broke his heart. You know, so she got him. And that meant a lot to my dad. And I have two brothers. I'm the middle. And when I first started talking about this was at a seminar. And I had not brought this stuff out to the public before. And I remember I gave this talk. It was a very small seminar, but wonderful people, wonderful speakers. It was a great opportunity. I'm very grateful. And I had my story, and I don't think the founder expected me to come up with a story where I talked about kind of being left out. But this older woman came up to me like 4 times afterwards and said in my face, your story is everybody's story. And I had not told my circle. I mean, people that really know me well know the struggles and the hardship that I went through, but other people didn't. And I used to interview, I kind of moved on. I've got some new things now that I'd love to share, and they're really exciting. And maybe one day I'll go back to it, but there are some options ahead that we're working on. There's the potential for an impact, a real impact. And back to the speaking. So talking about what happened, it was funny because I think a lot of people are, well, I know people I know. It's scary to really voice what's going on because social media is all about everything's great. I'm so happy. I look so good. things are so great. And it's kind of like I had to get over and I was ready because things happen. It's not something that we should feel ashamed about ourselves. And we have to get past that. And how do we do that? Well, I believe that most of your listeners are in the Lord. Is that true, Johnny?
It's a varied audience, but we definitely want to send the message about how God can change their lives.
Well, so there are two approaches. Like if you are a believer, Jesus came 2,000 years ago and he died on the cross to set you free. You know, I'm giving you new life. But if you're not a Christian, you can still go back and look at these lies that you told yourself and start doing it on a daily basis. Let's just say that someone doesn't invite you to their heart or you're left out of something. Instead of going to maybe an old narrative that, oh, it's because something's wrong with me or, you know, I don't like that person or just all that stuff. You have to understand that you have the choice to change your perspective and you have the power to do that. Because your brain can change and you can start on a daily basis, changing those little darts that come at you. And I believe, you know, as a believer, I knew as a child, when darts would come at me, it was an opportunity for the enemy to like lay in my head and make me feel extra bad. Because when you're in trauma, that's when it's really hard, really, really put your guard up. And I know that a lot of times, like people grow up and they'll say, I'll never be like my mom. I'll never be like my dad. Well, never is the worst word you ever use because right away that becomes an idol and your life ends up taking this whole negative turn because of that one thing that you said. You have to go back and recognize, you know what, if I'm like my mom and it's good or it glorifies God, then so be it, you know, but the enemy can't do anything about this. You know, you have to like walk all those promises you made because they really do exert negative power over your life. And I'm a big work in progress. And, you know, I work very closely with a creative team and I'm not married yet. I do want to be. I've been engaged a bunch, but I kind of have a feeling that God has this person for me. And I know who he is, but I'm waiting. But in my time now, you know, things kind of come up with old friendships I have, with what I'm doing. And it's been an opportunity to have things come up in me and have to deal with them. Like, for example, if I hire somebody and they're not nice to me, well, I've had to learn really quick on how to handle that and not, you know, do you know what I'm saying? Like, recognize that pretty quickly. Like, I recognize it really quickly now. And I love my team. I started doing this about 6 years ago, but I've taken lots of breaks. We don't work continuously. So it's maybe been about 3 years continuously, but some of my team have been with me that whole time and it's just beautiful. And then other people have come and gone. Some have been great, some not, but it's so fun to collaborate and it's a very free environment where we collaborate and we all throw ideas in. And moving forward, I do have a new motivational talk that I'll probably be speaking much more. Plus we have a TV show project that has suspense, drama, comedy, quirky, some fantasy, and definitely wellness. And I have a wonderful team. We got a great writer. We've got my girl from LA. It's just so fun. And it's been on and on.
Yeah, so it's amazing how someone can come from a background of having all that negativity, that pressure to perform, that pressure to succeed, all the expectations that every parent wants a better life for their kid. We know that. And so sometimes I think those can be laid upon the kids to form and to be a straight A student. You got to go get the best job possible in this particular field and so on and so on. But not everybody's cut the same way. And we all have different gifts and callings that God has given us to express his true character and nature to the world around us. And we don't always fit into that box that somebody else is trying to put us into. And so it's really encouraging that you found your way to rise above that. What was the critical point for you that allowed you to step into that faith and start moving forward in that new calling for your life?
Well, it's pretty deep, and I don't share this with everybody. I really don't, but I went to a deliverance ministry, and I mean, I actually went to two, and I was so impacted because, one, I was under like a lot of Asian stuff. It's hard to explain, but it's like, I feel more American than a lot of Americans sometimes. Not that I think of myself that way, but, you know, I just think of myself as how God made me. it's really important to not go around in a circle. So I believe that going to these ministries and going right to the root, because it's really hard to admit that maybe a lot of things happened, but it was our decision about them that put us to where we are. Does that make sense? It was our decision.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard for people, because I remember when I was told that when I started, they said, oh, well, Dora, you know, just to let you know, it wasn't really about your parents. It was about, you know, what do you mean? You know, because I was so mad at them. But as I came to see that it was my decision to be angry, it was my decision, even though those things happened. And if had I relied upon maybe God growing up, I wouldn't have had all those things. So it really showed me the importance of, okay, you have to have another source, especially when you're growing up, because you have nowhere to go. But if you know there's God, then you can go to him as a child. And that would have really changed everything. So I really encourage people to raise their kids knowing that there is, you know, because parents are always going to fail you. I've got lots of friends with wonderful families, and everybody gets let down at some point or another. You have to have your strength and your source. And I think that was pivotal. And then one other thing, I think when God told me that he was my father, because then I could see that I had a perfect father and I could feel good about him being my perfect father. And then I could really work through forgiving my earthly father. And we did make peace. And I see him, you know, he has passed away, but I can remember him as being precious also, because he really was. He just had all this stuff over him that just kept him from like being the person he was meant to be. Does that make sense?
I was just going to say, it's so critical that we don't lose our focus on who we should be looking to for that love and acceptance, right?
Like,
and to look at, we are imperfect beings. You know, we know that. And Jesus comes to help us with those things, right? When we give our heart to him. So it's important that, as you said, we do look to God as our Father in heaven. And I know for myself, coming up from a broken home, that's a challenge for me sometimes to really understand the Father's love, because it wasn't really evident to me when I was growing up because it wasn't there, right? So, and I don't think I'm the only one in the world that has been through that. So that's a key point that you've made there, that we need to look to God and really try to study and understand what his love really means. And I think breakthrough comes through that. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yes, definitely. Big breakthrough. And whether you learn through the word and you learn through circumstance and the people he puts in your life and he speaks to you about it. It's funny how God tried so hard before I actually accepted him and accepted Christ to get to me. But because I had this role model of a father who was not that godly in a lot of ways, I was like, no, God, you're just like my father. So, I mean, that's, you know, you're like, oh my gosh. But no, what I'm trying to say is that, how do you see God? It's not, do you really believe that he's going to come through for you? Do you really believe he's good? And I really think that, you know, once you get past some of your walls and things, and then you can start seeing who God really is and really see him for his love and how much he loves you. And, you know, haven't you ever seen those videos? Like, you watch them on YouTube, and I know people actually, I have a friend who was telling me last week that she'd actually had a death experience. And she said, you know, when I passed, you know, I was out in the hospital room, the doctor said I was gone. And she said, I felt such love over me. I felt I was so loved. And people that you listen to on YouTube that have had these death experiences where they've gone to heaven for a few minutes or whatever, they all say the same thing. And they all say what incredible love they felt, feel. And if you break through of your own walls and really look at God, you'll start to see his love for you. And sometimes someone will say, oh my gosh, I found the exact perfect thing I was looking for. And it was God, because I couldn't have done it myself. Like, all these little things, they really make a big difference. And you start seeing those in your life, and you start seeing that, you know, oh, I didn't get that job promotion, but that was really for the best thing. And you see it later. You see your disappointments. You see how God was really protecting you, maybe. And, you know, maybe God's waiting on you to like work on yourself so that he can put you where you want you to be. And it's okay to be angry at God too. It's like, I remember I went through the stage where I was just so angry at him, and it was okay. And then I had to forgive him. I really did. I had to forgive God because I was just angry. You know, I was like, you gave me all this, stuff, and I forgave him. And it was a lot of working through, but it was really good. And like in our new project, I'm adamant that even though it's an entertainment project and I'm working with people in entertainment, I'm adamant that it has these principles of like deeper healing, where you have to get to the root of something. And, you know, I mean, being fearfully and wonderfully made in itself, that has to make you feel like you're special. And like, oh, how do I say it again? Anyway, but the performance also, it's like, you'd have to not worry about what other people think, basically. Because I think people that are into performance, they care so much about impressing others, basically. You know, and you can see all these people that have achieved so much, but you want to achieve it because you want to do it because it's God working for you. It's not you.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
Yeah, you want it to be His purpose through you.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
And when I've done improv and I still study, oh, it's so fun when you are in the moment and you're not looking at the people, you're not worrying, and you're just really listening and doing what you know you're supposed to, you know, because there are certain rules of improv. And it's just amazing. And I think I do recommend improv, studying improv to people. It will help. Like when I was an actor years ago, I was like telling everybody, oh, you study acting, it'll change your life. Well, it can, but studying improvisation, if you study from a really good place that really embraces the art form. And I mean, you could take online classes too. I think the Groundlings in LA offers online, I think. I know that there's some really good theater. I have a friend who's a Groundling. He helps me. I mean, he's more of a consultant, but he's amazing. And improvisation, it's all about listening and making your partner look good. And I mean, can I tell you one fun story? Just because it's a veer off a little bit. When I studied many years ago, I studied from the co-founder of 4-Day Weekend here in Dallas. He doesn't teach anymore. He does a lot of corporate work. And he made us read this book called The Truth in Comedy. It was written by all the old time comedians like Dan Aykroyd, John Belushi, all those famous old timers. And I remember they all hated Joan Rivers because may she rest in peace. Because when they did a scene with her, instead of playing along with the team, she told a joke because she wanted to be funny. And they were also mad at her because she ruined the scene. Improvisation is not about trying to be funny and be the star. It's about working it out through who you're with or the team. And the basics are so good because when I did the auto show and I was with the brand, we spent a whole day on improv stuff. And I'm like, oh, I know what this is. This is all about making your team member look good. And I really recommend it. That helped a lot too.
It would. And there's a lot of comparables between improv, working with a team, and working with the body of Christ as a group of believers to, you know, put out the real message of God to the world. Like there's a lot of parallels there for sure. So quickly, as we move on, I know we're bound for time here. So maybe you can just really quickly let our audience know if you have any more about your new project and also where they can find out more about what you do.
Thank you, Johnny. I am probably most active on Instagram, and we have a fun project. It's a hot date mess project. We have a love coach, Jennifer Stires. It's just something we did last year, and it's Dora Spectacular on Instagram. Please follow me. And if you look at some of the older videos, because people always tell me how they're funny, and we just do really silly things, but some of them really all are about feeling better about yourself. And that's what I want people to do, is feel good about themselves. And also my website is Dora Spectacular. And those are my two best ways.
Okay.
And if you're not on Instagram, I do have a Facebook business page, also Dora Spectacular. And you're spectacular too, remember that.
That's right. Everybody in our audience is spectacular.
Yes, okay. You're all spectacular. You just happen to all be spectacular.
That's right. Well, let me ask you one final question. What's the one thing you would tell people about God?
It's just simply this: He loves you.
Okay. And that encompasses it all, doesn't it?
It does. It does. He loves you.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. And thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And I encourage anybody who wants to find their way and their path out of those lies that are holding them back to check out Dora's website and check out her story and how God has helped her through that. So God bless you for being here.
Oh, thank you, Johnny. Such a pleasure. My honor. Thank you for listening. And thank you all so much. It was awesome to be here and hope to see you on the social.
Okay. God bless.
God bless.
Come on,
I hope that you have enjoyed the last half hour as much as I did. Thank you again to Refuge Ministries Canada for hosting the show. So until next Friday, may God richly bless you with peace, love, and happiness.
We at Refuge Ministries are so blessed by the success of Refuge Freedom Stories and podcasts. In addition, we focus on youth prison ministry, release kits, and many other diverse outreaches to the needs of our community. As a nonprofit, there are many costs involved, however, and we are asking for your support. Financial gifts can be made via our website at www.refugeministriescanada.com or by calling 519-701-0108. Your giving makes this work possible, and we thank you in advance for your support. That's 519-701-0108. God bless you.